You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, really well, thanks. A little bit out of breath, but
good. It's a mish to get a car park around the campus at the moment.
It really is.
There's like 3 million builders in their vans parked on Princes Street.
And they should get the parking.
They should. They get here before we get here. So, yeah. You know, I'm never begrudging them, but it does mean you have to park very far away.
Yeah. For sure.
Struggle
but I'm
Street.
Here.
You're here. You've got a book with you. And what are we talking about today?
Yes. This is a great little book, Strangers at the Port by Lauren Amy Curtis. This is her second book. Her debut, Dolores, was like shortlisted for lots of prizes. And I haven't read Dolores, but from the little reviews, it sounds very much like in the same gothy vein as Strangers at the Port.
Oh, cool.
So Strangers at the Port, which is like a beautiful cover, is set in like an unnamed island in like an archipelago in the Mediterranean. And there's nothing in the story that really signifies like a passing of time until like a boat full of strangers arrives at their port.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very like ominous. Reminds me a little bit of Lat Vonna. It's told in like three perspectives: the younger sister Juliana, the older sister Giovanni, and the mysterious stranger, the Archduke, who arrives. Yeah,
that's
unannounced.
So gothic. The Archduke.
Yeah. Scary strangers. So in the first little part, she does like, I think, a really great job of setting up like really this kind of mundane routine that this town has at the beginning, like in the like soft embrace of safety. So they like, they're all, I think, like, she doesn't really make mention of like where exactly they are, but you can tell it's like an agricultural island. They make most of their livelihood off of like apparently making the sweetest, most delicious wine.
Yum.
And exporting it all over the world. So this kind of like little subsistence life keeps all these people going. The seasons don't change much. Their lives don't change much. Their clothes don't change much. And it's a very insular community where everyone knows each other really well.
Got you.
Sounds kind of ideal.
Ideal for both like a cottage core existence and also a murder novel as well. So the vibes. Yeah.
This is kind of a cottage core murder novel.
Yes.
There's lots of peasant tops, lots of long skirts. And then you kind of get, so the, like in this really unchanging demograph, one day a ship arrives at their port, like one that they've never seen before, and all these kind of unruly men start unboarding the ship. And they sort of, they like are really, they have like a lot of trepidation. The women are really fearful, and the one character, the Archduke, is like completely different, like a very urban kind of dweller. He loves to drink. He hosts orgies on the beach. Like,
nice.
Yeah, he brings some like life.
Bringing the city into this bucolic space.
Cottagecore no more, and possibly a pest. So
ooh.
One day they realize that their vines are dying. Yep, their livelihood, all the things that they were proud of. So apparently, all the other archipelagos that were once green. Have now become brown and sort of dry and dead, and this kind of danger is like awaiting the people who live in this particular island
shit.
Too now. Yeah, dun dun dun.
This sounds great.
It's really good.
I'm sold already.
Yeah.
What's the vibe of the writing like? Is it like...
Oh, so interesting. It's like, it kind of reminds me a little bit of someone like Otessa Moshfegh. Like, there's like some really beautiful prose in there, but she's also quite sparse.
Mm.
Like, the sentences are sort of like short, and like it's not like overladen with like a lot of like beautiful prose, but like
yeah.
What's splattered in there is like really purposeful and nicely done. Yeah,
totally. Oh, that sounds so exciting.
Yeah, if you feel like an atmospheric kind of gothy book. This is for you, I reckon.
Sick. It has got a very atmospheric gothy cover as well. Yeah. What part of the world is it in? Does it sort of give you any indication of that? Or
so I did like a little bit of research. I couldn't really tell from just reading the books. Like, I don't really know a place where the seasons are unchanging. But apparently the book is based on like this real Sicilian island. Yeah, where they like experience something really similar, where like these people who came to the island brought pests that ate all of their like natural resources.
Whoa.
Yeah. And in this book you end up, so they leave the island and go to Australia. Yeah, which I think is also very much what happened in like the late 1800s, early 1900s in Sicily.
Heading around the world, mucking things up for everybody.
Things up for everyone.
This sounds fantastic. Who's the author? What's the name?
Lauren Amy Curtis, and the book is Strangers at the Port.
And is it on the shelves now?
Yep, you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Suri. That sounds like a fantastic read. We will see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.